BBC News with David Harper. Reports from Iran suggest hundreds of people have been killed or wounded by the security forces over the past 3 days as mass anti-government protests continue across the country. Details of the violence are emerging despite an internet blackout and a ban on most foreign news organisations. Bahman Kalbasi from BBC Persian is following developments.
The level of violence and live ammunition used to crack down on protesters has resulted in hospitals and staff at medical centres reporting that they are overwhelmed, that they, in many cases, helpless in being able to save lives. But despite it, we have seen massive crowds coming out, both in Tehran, in the second largest city, most populous city in Iran, Mashhad, which used to be a base for the Islamic Republic, and other cities across the country.
The US military says that it has carried out multiple strikes across Syria against the Islamic State group in its latest response to an attack last month that killed two American soldiers and a civilian interpreter in Palmyra. US Central Command said the strikes were part of Washington's ongoing commitment to rooting out what it calls Islamic terrorism against US troops, as well as to prevent future attacks. Sebastian Usher reports.
The US military said it was again targeting the Islamic State group in its second major military response to the deadly attack last month in Palmyra. US Central Command said its message was that anyone who harmed US military personnel would be found and killed anywhere in the world. On the ground in Damascus, the US Special Envoy to Syria, Tom Barrack, offered support to President Shara in trying to fulfil the aspirations of all Syrians for peace, security and prosperity.
Protests are taking place across the United States against immigration enforcement operations after an agent shot a woman dead on Wednesday in Minneapolis. Demonstrators are marching through cities holding banners and signs calling for justice. Officials announced that 29 people were arrested overnight in Minneapolis after they'd gathered near a hotel where enforcement officers were staying. The details from Peter Bowes.
The arrests took place on Friday night. The police chief, Brian O'Hara, gave a news conference a few hours ago. He said one officer suffered minor injuries after being struck by a piece of ice. And that's when about 29 people were, he said, cited and released. The mayor of the city has also been talking about this and stressed that for the most part, these protests have been peaceful. It seems as if that was a fairly isolated incident.
And the US State Department is urging all US citizens to immediately leave Venezuela. It said there were reports of armed militias setting up roadblocks and searching vehicles for Americans and their supporters. This comes a week after US forces seized the Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro in a raid on Caracas. President Trump has said the US is now running the country in cooperation with the interim government. BBC News. The Nicaraguan government has freed dozens of people, including political prisoners, after pressure from the United States. President Daniel Ortega said the detainees had returned to their homes and families. Earlier, the US embassy in the country said more than 60 people were detained for expressing support for Washington's operation to seize Venezuela's ousted president, Nicolas Maduro. The authoritarian socialist government of Nicaragua has been a loyal ally to Mr. Maduro. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has concluded an official visit to Tanzania, warning against outside interference but avoiding any mention of the political violence that has rocked the country since disputed elections in October. The violence has soured Tanzania's relations with Western countries. Here's Tom Kavanagh.
China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi made no reference to the violence during his visit. Instead, he said Beijing firmly supported Tanzania in safeguarding its sovereignty, independence and national dignity in comments before departing the country on Saturday. Tanzania's opposition says the military and police killed more than 2,000 people during protests after October's election. The incumbent president, Samia Suluhu Hassan, officially won it with 98% of the vote, but international observers said the process was fraudulent.
The main opposition party in Guinea says it has heard nothing about the whereabouts of one of its senior members a day after she was abducted from her home in the capital Conakry. The Union of Democratic Forces of Guinea said Nene Oussou Diallo was seized on Friday morning by masked uniformed men who arrived in unregistered pickup trucks. And in football, Nigeria and Egypt have reached the semi-finals of the Africa Cup of Nations. Nigeria beat Algeria 2-0 in Marrakesh. They will meet hosts Morocco in Wednesday's semi-finals. Egypt beat Ivory Coast by 3-2 in their match in Agadir. And they will meet Senegal in the semi-finals in Tangier. And that's the latest BBC News.